This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here's a thought, and it's not the first time we've said this on this program, but the easy part of this recovery is done, right? We are going to dig into that now with the jobs report that I touched on briefly with Sudeep and Catherine. It was good, as I said, 638,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate came down a full percentage point, 6.9%, even as people came back into the labor force. Those are all good things. But the gains in employment have been slowing since things first started bouncing back from this spring. Virus cases are rising. There is no relief in sight from Washington. Hence, the easy part is done. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks at the clouds on the economic horizon.
In some sectors of the economy, most jobs have come back. Manufacturing, construction, financial services, warehousing, and transportation. But jobs in some face-to-face services, bars and restaurants, arts and entertainment, childcare, are still down 15 to 30%.
So the easiest part of the economic recovery is behind us.
Jason Furman at the Peterson Institute for International Economics points out 17 million people went on temporary layoff when the pandemic hit. Many have now been called back.
Most of that has happened already. Now there's another 8 million people who don't have an old job to return to. That's going to be harder.
About a third of jobless Americans are now long-term unemployed, without a job and actively looking for more than 6 months, says Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute.
That is a devastating number. As this drags on, I expect those numbers to reach the kinds of levels that we saw in the Great Recession.
Back then, nearly half of the jobless were long-term unemployed. Restoring full employment will be hard, in part because we're losing employers at a dizzying pace. Dave Gilbertson tracks this at workforce management firm Ultimate Kronos Group, which is a current Marketplace underwriter.
Right now, about 10% of companies with fewer than 100 employees that were operating in March are not operating anymore. That's the job recovery that I think is going to take a long time, because you got to get to a place where people are confident enough to reopen businesses.
Analysts say it may take years before the U.S. economy looks something like pre-pandemic normal again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.